Thank you, everybody. Coming out. Hello, my name is Noah Ponzer. I typically work back there behind the camera, not in front of the camera. So thank you, everybody, for my patience. I hope you enjoyed the Conan's production. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming again. They put their heart into it. They put on a great show for you, and I hope you appreciate it. Today I was asked to do my testimony, so that's what I'm going to do right now. So bear with me. So I'm the type of person who will go on, keep on going, despite any challenges or trials I may face. There is no doubt that it is not easy to make this work, because God, obviously, and the devil. But I keep on persevering. And I'm working towards my bachelor's degree at Oakland University right now. And I'll graduate in May of 2025, sixth year super senior. So I also have a degree in cybersecurity from Oakland University, or Oakland Community College. And I had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in 2021. But that made me stronger and acquired great resolve. My future is bright because of God and not because of the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. And so I remain level-headed with a sort of nervous energy that keeps me grounded. And this road has been long and will continue to be even longer, but I will not stop on this journey because the Lord will provide everything for me that I need and sometimes also what I want. So quickly back to 2021. June 25th, 2021, my brother tragically passed, Tim Ponzer, and my family had to navigate this new reality. However, Tim's death was not in vain. At his memorial service, I talked about semicolons and what that means in terms of mental health and suicide prevention. Pastor Bill said that this is the only standing ovation someone has ever spoken that this church has ever received. And that day was truly a turning point in my life. All of a sudden, as I became to call it now, it was an infinite positive transformation in my life. I became closer to God, and over time I cleaned my life up and became part of the church leadership and more. And obviously, it did not happen overnight. So while I miss my brother every day, and I know he is in heaven proudly watching all the progress I've made since that day, I just know. So fast forward to May 3rd, 2025, I graduate from Oakland University. Exactly 10 years to the day that Tim graduated back in 2015, wearing lime green shoes. I got something even better. So God has such a unique way with divine timing, and I know that full well. So there's a couple of verses that speak to me. Psalm 118, number 6, says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" This verse sticks out to me because it helped me through the tough times. And then 1 John 1, chapter 4, verses 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. This one sticks out to me also as God abides in me throughout the highs and the lows, not just one or the other. And then finally, therefore, whatever you do, eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. God gives us all free will. It is up to us how we will use it. Will we use it for God or for building up an earthly kingdom that will ultimately fade away? Thank you all for attending again. Appreciate you all listening. And we got one more song for y'all. Mary Had a Baby. So he's coming, he's coming, he's coming again. Thank you.